Yeah, what's up? What's the matter with me in the building? I can tell it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good day. Everything is cool. I was telling my wife we were having some issue, couldn't find some pill. And it was like, dude, where did they go? Did we lose them? And I remember I was talking to my wife and I was like, whichever way it is, it's going to be fine. And that's how it is on What's the Matter with Me podcast. Whichever way it is, it's going to be fine. I had a big kind of event in my life. Tons of big events last week. You are tuned into the What's the Matter with Me podcast, the Godcast, the Dad Podcast, the Fishing Rodcast. My name is John. I'm 44 years old, husband, father, small business owner, radio DJ, podcaster. I have multiple sclerosis and trigeminal neuralgia, and I make this podcast to share what I'm going through. Thank you for tuning in. Check it out at whatsthematterwithme.org. I didn't record. Usually I record on Friday and it comes out on Tuesday. But last week I didn't record because on Friday I began a physical therapy session that'll continue for like 8 weeks. I'm supposed to call them and schedule. They were supposed to call me and schedule, but no one did. So it's Monday. I had the meeting on Friday. I'll call today. In healthcare, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I had a huge week last week. I had the physical therapy session begin on Friday. I broke my wheelchair and I got a new wheelchair. We'll get into that. Over the weekend, I made borscht. I do that once a year. My wife hates doing that, but it wasn't too bad this year. We're starting on year two of making borscht. The borscht is better. And it was easier to make. And we made like 40 servings of borscht. That's cooking while disabled. Also, if you've been following, I had my writing accepted this week. You know, that was something. I read something about a writer dealing with rejection and talking to their therapist and saying, like, I feel like my writing isn't good enough. And the therapist drilled it down to the main question, which is, I feel like I am not good enough. Inside that, my writing isn't good enough. Inside that is, I am not good enough. And, you know, I am good enough. Seriously, every week we order pizza from the place in town. It's pretty good in San Leandro. And then the day after, I eat cold pizza because we have leftover pizza for the four of us. So my son is 10 and my daughter is 7. And my wife and myself, for the four of us, we order one large pizza and a medium pizza. And so we have a couple slices left over. The day after, I eat cold pizza with hopping hot sauce on it. That's a classic use. Eating lunch in less than a minute. Just put the hopping hot sauce on the cold pizza. Play the jingle. Hopping hot sauce, it's the best hot sauce. Hopping hot sauce, it's the best sauce in the world. The world, I'm telling you. That's right. That was the best jingle that anyone's ever heard. And anyone will hear. Check out Hoppin' Hot Sauce at hoppinhotsauce.com. HOPPINHOTSAUCE. HoppinHotSauce.com. We're also on Amazon. Check it out. It is the best hot sauce in the world. I'm telling you. Subscribers get the selfie right in their email box every time I have a new episode. And they get the selfie. That reminds me, gotta take the selfie. Yeah. Topping hot sauce, taking the selfie. You know, I'm just in here. All right, selfie time over. Every week I take the selfie, I email it to the people who are signed up to the mailing list. Just go to whatsthematterwithme.org and hit subscribe. And get the selfie emailed to you in your email box. Subscribers get the selfie and the show notes emailed to them, and I don't know what they do with them after that. I'm kind of on a roll. I went shopping at Amoeba. I went record shopping at Amoeba. It was a pretty good score. I'm always, like, every week I want to go to the record store. That's like my scene, I guess. The radio station, the record store, you have enthusiasts that are just hanging out there all the time. It was pretty good. Well, I got one CD and two records, and my wife and my daughter got a CD. Something is wrong. That record... Something is wrong. Vintage Recordings from East Africa came out on Honest John's record. Came out on Honest John's Records. So it's like recordings from the 20s in East Africa out on Honest John's. I had to kind of pick it up. I thought this will be an interesting record, and that's kind of where I'm at with that. It's interesting. I listened to it, you know, it's drums, there's some string instrument and some chanting and singing. My daughter got that Taylor Swift 1989 re-recording of her own songs for a myriad reasons. Sound reasons. You know, when you have sound reasons in a crazy world. So they got my daughter, you know, she's 7. She doesn't know any music. She wanted some, like, she wanted more Taylor Swift. And my wife was like, hold on. What if you get, like, the Taylor Swift from when I was a kid? So that was Fiona Apple's title record CD. Fiona Apple's title CD. And they got that. We listened to it on the ride home. And I was like, I could cover... What's the Fiona Apple tune that I could do? I could cover Shadow Boxer. Obviously. And with pathos and originality. Also, I found, you know, I'm always rolling around in a wheelchair at the record store. And this time I kind of went exploring a little. And at Amoeba, I remember always being like, there's all this stuff below here. So as a able-bodied person, I would only shop the tall stacks. But now I'm disabled and the tall stacks are not as accessible to me. But what is like the discount dollar records that they merchandise down on the floor. Well, that's in the perfect place for me to shop it. So that's kind of the upside here. And I was going to the back of the store because I was like, what's back here? And I saw a blues record. They had a compilation, the Blacktop Bluesarama Volume 2, live at Tipitina's New Orleans. So I would do often the Blues Collective at KFJC, and Jack Tarr would be my partner, my co-host. And he liked stuff on Blacktop. He had spent time in New Orleans, and we would discuss Tipitinas. So I was like, no problem. And so for $4.99 on the ground, they had a pretty clean copy of Blacktop Bluesarama Volume 2. So I picked that up on LP. And I was like, cool, I'm shopping under here. I always wanted to. Because I like looking through stuff, and there's lots of stuff down there. And it's the stuff that they said, oh, this is like the unpopular stuff. Well, that's my stuff. And I picked up in the rap section, you know, I don't really shop in there. My son was giving me a lot of problems. He wanted Jay-Z's album, Reasonable Doubt. And that stuff is adult themes. And that's what I told them. That's really adult themes. And they had up merchandise. They had the De La Soul album. What's the first album? 3 Feet High and Rising. And they had this J. Dilla instrumental CD, Donuts. And I wanted that J. Dilla CD when it came out first off. So I was like, oh, there it is. It was on sale, deep discount. J. Dilla Donuts CD, brand new. So I grabbed that. My son was like, I want this Jay-Z. And I'm like, adult themes. What about 3 Feet High and Rising? Like, so you can know your history. So you could, he's always asking me, what's that rapping Duke? Da ha, da ha. And I'm like, yo, I have that record. It's a novelty record. And Notorious B.I.G. is commenting on the hip hop was seen as a fad that would pass. And anyway, my son's crying and yelling at me while I'm trying to be like, De La Soul. So then shopping. Meanwhile, right in the same aisle is the dude who works at Amoeba, who sold me Eminem last time. And he was like, what'd you get? You know, on the way out, you know, so I told him something is wrong on Honest John's Fiona Apple Blacktop Bluesarama Volume 2 Jake Dylan Donut CD. And he gave me the nod. You know what it is. So I was like, felt very fulfilled. I was like, I went to the record store. I had good enough choices to have the guy begrudgingly acknowledge my existence and what I'd done. And that's enough for me. I don't need a co-host on this podcast. I just need a record guy to be like, ugh. Or a record lady, but they don't exist, really. But I would be happy. I'd be over the moon if a woman would be like, those are good choices. I'd be over the moon if a woman thought I made good choices about anything. I think I'm okay. I told my wife, no matter what happens, we're good. And that's how I feel, like, got this MS, we got all this trial and tribulation. That's all it is, trial and tribulation. That ends at a certain point. It's not going to be forever, only while you're here. So it's like life is hell, but it's the only thing going. You guys, I broke the arm off my wheelchair. I had a catastrophic injury to the wheelchair. I was trying to get up and I was using the arm to steady myself, and the arm is already unsteady, and I had broken some tubes like inside the chair, so the arm wasn't steady, and then I just broke the arm off my wheelchair, and it was like bang. Like, it was with a bang. It was because I broke aluminum welded arm off. And then the wheelchair was in my office for a few days just with the arm broken off. Like, looking like sad destruction wheelchair. So I was like, what am I gonna do? That was a moment. Because I'm like, I can't go to the market now. I can't do anything because I've been using this wheelchair a lot. And more on that later. But I've been using it a lot. So I called the guy who flipped around my wheelchair lift for me. Remember that guy who came by here? He just did it for free. And he did some work on my old wheelchair. And I was like, I need another one. I broke the arm off. So we called up the manufacturer sales rep. And they're out of stock on it. They only had in carbon this new model that's like even smaller than my wheelchair, which is too small for me. So the manufacturer out of stock, it's manufactured by Pride Mobility. It's a jazzy passport wheelchair. They go for like between $2,000 and $3,000 depending on the options you get on them. So we were on the phone that they didn't have it. It was too small. They're going to have more in some months. And there's no guarantee that they'll about anything that it'll work for me and whatever. So I'm in a tough spot. I broke the arm off my wheelchair. It's inoperable. The manufacturer's out of stock. I searched eBay. And eBay was hard because everyone was like, it's only for local pickup. So, and they were selling it all over America, you know, they're like, the wheelchair is in Nova Scotia, come pick it up. And I'm like, that is too far from the Bay Area. So that was my first look around. Manufacturer out of stock. eBay, they have it, but it's all for local pickup because it's really heavy. It's 60 pounds, so they can't, like, ship it. So, okay, that makes sense. So I went to the old classic Craigslist. And I remembered when I used to search Craigslist for bike parts, how I used to do it. So you search the whole website. It's the most effective and quickest way. So you do it via Google. So you type in whatever you want. Like in this case, it was a jazzy passport wheelchair. And then if you want Google to search a specific website for your search query, you write site, S-I-T-E, colon, whatever the site is. So in this case, I wanted to search San Francisco Craigslist only. Because I figured they'd be like, we're not shipping it. And that's fine. So it's SF Bay. So I searched Jazzy Passport Wheelchair. Site, S-I-T-E, colon, SF Bay, S-F-B-A-Y dot Craigslist dot O-R-G. And what do you know? It came up. There were a couple wheelchairs, jazzy passport wheelchairs. They were both newer than my wheelchair, so they got them in the last 5 years because mine is 5 years old. So they were newer model, and they were like 75 or more % off, and they were used. but it was like cash, right? And I told my wife, I'm like, as long as I can get in it, change the speed, and ride around, I'll know if the thing works. And lo and behold, it was all fine. And I figured they might have a shot battery. I might have to acquire a new battery, but it'll make sense because it's so much off the retail price. So I went, I emailed two people. I found two chairs. One was $700, the other was $600. And I emailed them both using the I just went to their listing on Craigslist.org and emailed them. And it came through. This guy in Union City, turns out his mom was using the chair, but is not using it anymore. So it was like a deal for all of us. And he gave it to me for $500. Manufacturer out of stock, too heavy on eBay. I used the Google site search technique to get Craigslist, and it came through. Craigslist came through for me. So that's how I broke my wheelchair without having any insurance get involved. Luckily I had $500, so I could do this. Word to the wise, consider Craigslist. Another word to the wise, we make borscht. Every spring we make borscht. And I think that is like word to the wise, make borscht. Because the one thing about borscht is when you make it, you make like 40 servings of it. Because you need a big old stock pot, bigger than the water pot for pasta. You need like a big stock pot, 5-gallon stock pot. Maybe you could do a 3-gallon. My wife helped me a lot. We roasted the beets before dicing them up. We used the Serious Eats recipe. I'll try and include that on my show notes. It's like, it's kind of an ordeal. It's a 2-day cook. But like I said, you make a lot and you can freeze it. It refrigerates for 5 days. I told my wife next year when we do this, we're having a borscht eating party and we have to somehow not stain the entire house with it. It's probably a badge of honor to be like, I destroyed my house serving my friend's borscht. They might remember that for the epitaph or the obituary. He would ruin every fine couch he had to serve his friend's borscht. And I would. You know me, the borscht is really like a vegetable soup with a ton of meat in it. A ton of meat. We had like beef chuck, short rib, pork shoulder, marrow bones, ham hock. Just a ton of meat. A ton. I'll put a link to the recipe we used. But, you know, we used a lot of disabled hacks. Like, it has you dice everything and be real serious about it. And I tried to relax those requirements. My wife was the dicer. I cut up the meat. So on day one, you make a beef stock and then you clarify that. And on day two, you add mirepoix and some of the fat. When you refrigerate the beef stock, it makes a fat cap that's really easy to remove. And you just take a like quarter cup of it and saute the new mirepoix and all the beets and add the beef stock back and all the cut up meat. Everything is cut up so nicely. That's what borscht is all about, cutting. And cutting is a way you show the diner that you care about them by cutting their food up nicely, by trimming out what they don't want and cutting everything into cubes. Try borscht. We'll have a borscht party. To hell with our couch. You guys, over the weekend, something else, like this was a big week. And over the weekend, I had, and like Thursday, Friday, and then more in the weekend, suddenly, after like 50 straight rejections and like form letter rejections, I started getting some interest in my writing. A short story called microfiction. This is like a thing people do. And I thought it was fascinating, so I did it. Is people write like 50 word stories. And some are very hard about it, and some are like will accept around 50. Other people are like 50. So I wrote a 50-word story. It's a true story. It's about my grandfather, and it like intersects with disability. It was accepted. And then an hour later, it was accepted again by someone else. And I was like, I can't offer this to you. It's been accepted by this other place. So immediately, my writing was accepted, and I had the experience of being accepted and being like, I can't give it to you. But then also another publication accepted a couple poems I wrote. And then another editor, a couple editors wrote me like emails to say, we can't publish you right now, but I want to read more. So all of a sudden, the writing took on some glow. And then people took it seriously. Editors. I'm going to have to reconsider. All the editors took my work seriously. I was writing this poem. Satan is the top editor. Satan is a top editor who reads for many publishers, including this one. So I'm going to have to work on that. That one, that did not get accepted, but I was feeling that way. I was getting so rejected, but now it's flipped around. So I feel like validated. I feel like I wrote some stuff and it was accepted by a few publications. That was cool. What an interesting. And I'm going to keep it going. Yes, of course. I'll keep it going. And when the work is published, I will send you a link to it. I'll send you the proof. Another thing all the way about proof. Nothing but proof, physical therapy. You know, it's hard to do physical therapy because they just have you do what's hard and uncomfortable. They're like, can you do this? They know you can't. And so they make you do it. They're like, let me see you walk around and jump and shoot a hook shot. Let me see your low post move. And I'm like, my low post move is back in the 90s. My PT session has begun. The therapist is Emily. We're going to meet 7 times minimum. I got to call and schedule it. In Palo Alto, she had me walk around a little bit. I think we're going to have this thing where they connect you to the ceiling so you can't fall. You wear a harness while you walk around. So I think we'll be doing that. I told her I want to be able to stand up better. I kind of double clutch a lot of the time when I'm standing up. I don't want that. I want a clean stand up. engage my abs. I need to work on walking around, getting up. So we'll see. We have the intake on Friday. Every week, pizza. Subscribers get this selfie. I went record shopping again. So what? I broke the arm off the wheelchair. Disaster. Disastrous, fatal maneuver. We made borscht. We made borscht again, and we froze a lot of it. I think we'll get bread and cheese and borscht. Maybe just rolls. We'll dip rolls in the borscht. The writing was accepted. Some poems, a micro story, 50 words long. I'm back in physical therapy. I want to stand. I want to walk around more. So we'll see how it goes. I got to schedule it. Thank you for tuning into the What's the Matter With Me podcast. Want to give a shout out to everyone who is listening. Send me an email. john@hoppinworld.com. It's john@hoppinworld.com. Send me an email. I'll give you a shout out that destroys all other shout outs. Forget them. They don't even exist. So, What's the Matter With Me podcast? Catch you next time.